A little bit later on this afternoon. Indeed. Mark Walton is here with us, Jim, and really excited about what's been going on at Gorilla Safety.
Yeah, he's the CEO of Gorilla Safety, and we are happy to welcome him. I'm also happy to welcome him because they have given us some of our funniest live reads. And it's they're funny, but they're also funny to kind of draw attention to the fact that as recent data has suggested, it was over 90. It's coming down a little bit, but a lot of people are still using A-boards. And one of the things that Gorilla Safety is really kind of pushing is to help people make that switch before that deadline becomes a looming sort of deadline. And it's starting to get there, but you guys are helping people over at Booth 1745 kind of make the switch as well, aren't you? Good morning to you, by the way.
Yeah, good morning. Thanks a lot for having me. I really appreciate it. Yeah. So great point. A lot of folks are waiting until the last minute, just like we saw a couple of years ago when we saw a lot of folks wait to the last minute to get ELD compliant and or AOBRD compliant. You know, a lot of drivers don't necessarily want the restrictions that the ELD has, but AOBRD has different restrictions. But the biggest thing that we're trying to get out there right now is that you need to be prepared. Don't wait till the last minute. Get ready and make sure that you understand the equipment before it comes time to get that hard deadline. So the FMCSA just had a technical meeting with the manufacturers, and they made it abundantly clear that there will be zero transition period or grace period after the December deadline. So everybody needs to be aware of that.
And that's the other thing too. It's a great point to make is the fact that we are in the transition period.
That's right.
That's how people need to start thinking about this, and you guys have gone a long way to kind of really I know some people feel like you're beating the drum, but it has to be beaten. This is a hard deadline. It is going to happen, and so it is better to kind of start to make that move and make that transition now. You know, John Turner was just on, and so many people don't realize, but whether it is transitioning from one tech to another, doing your taxes when you should, often the dread of the thing is far worse than the actual thing itself, and often prevents people from making a change that you guys make really easy, don't you? I mean, you make this a really easy transition if people come and talk to you about this, right?
Yeah, I mean, it's a really simple process. I mean, I joke that my 10-year-old could install it, right? And I think that a lot of folks in the industry are...
Wait a minute. It's an electronic device, is it not?
It is.
Of course a 10-year-old can install it. What are you talking about?
That's right. So anyway, you know, what we do is we work with our current clients, we work with new clients. The transition is a little bit different for each one. If you're an existing customer, we just flip the switch on the back end. You're all of a sudden ELD. That's it. We'll do a little bit of training to make sure you understand how to operate things. One of the good things is, as a driver, now you can do edits rather than waiting on a fleet manager. That's a really nice benefit of the ELD versus AOBRD. So we do a little bit of training there. But if you're new to Gorilla Safety, you know, we just trade out the hardware and do a little bit of training. You're used to technology already. The lift is pretty easy.
You guys really pride yourself in that as well, too. The idea that once this all happens, you know, there are other kind of things that people go through where they get help, and then they're kind of out there on their own. You guys don't stop. I mean, the idea is that when people make the change over to you, or you guys flip the switch, you're there. Your teams are always there to kind of help people through the transition, which the transition should be once you've had the equipment installed, once you're actually compliant, you guys then help people make the transition to get better and better how they use this stuff as well, correct?
Yeah, that's a really good point. So one thing that we're particularly proud of, we just moved all of our tech support to our office in Houston. So now you're going to get live folks out of our main office in Houston rather than somewhere else. And the good thing about that is everybody's got the top support. Inside that office, we've got anybody that can help with any type of technical needs. And the thing that we really hang our hat on that you just mentioned is we help the drivers directly. We don't just help the fleet managers. We help the drivers. If a driver has an issue, call us.
Yeah, and guys, we're with Mark Walton, of course, who is the CEO of Gorilla Safety. And I did want to kind of make this point, too, that you help people. You really kind of get them there. You have evidence of your own. I mean, you actually have examples you can give almost immediately of the people who, walked in with their own sense of trepidation and dread what's going to happen. And you guys just walked them through this and got them compliant and got them where they needed to be, right?
Yeah, absolutely. We had somebody just come in our office last week who he brought in his old gear. I don't want to say who that was, but he brought in his old gear and he just swapped it out for what we have. And in 15 minutes, we had him going. We had him rocking and rolling with the new product. And you know what? We call and check on him to make sure he's good. And he calls us if he's got any problems. It's not an issue. But we've got story after story, down to single owner operators up to large fleets that switch over to us because they're just not happy with the gear that they've got. We make it as easy as possible to make that switch.
And the Gorilla really is about evolution, too. I mean, the things are always kind of evolving here. And one of the things that you guys also keep up with is how the software adjustments and technology have evolved. Can you kind of talk about that as well?
Yeah, that's a story. I think that's an industry story, right? So early on, before everybody was really using AOBRD and ELD, what they did is they waited until the last minute to flip the switch. Well, when they flipped the switch, then the entire industry decided to come live at the same time. Well, when that happened, everybody's phones got jammed. The issues that they had, a lot of times user error, were hard to tease out. Because we had so many people calling at the same time. We're like everybody else. But since then, you know, you dial it in, your user group understands that they can help one another at a truck stop. We see a lot of that. We see a lot of hand-holding and, you know, a younger driver or more technically savvy driver is helping somebody that struggles a little bit. And that community is extremely powerful. But the greatest thing is, and what I'm particularly proud of, is making additional adjustments to the application that take advantage of some of the flexibilities in ELD. People think the ELD is actually really rigid. There are a lot of things that we're able to do to make it pretty user-friendly and do things that you couldn't do before.
That really is that's kind of the real centerpiece of what it is you guys are offering. A lot of people think ELD or, you know, the transition all that, but you guys really offer a chance to kind of dig in deep and to kind of make sure that you talk about hand holding. You guys don't so much hold people's hands as kind of put your arm around their shoulder and walk them to a place where they feel comfortable using this technology, so that they're not just like, here's your technology, thanks, go on, and we'll talk to you later. I mean, you guys really are a partner. You consider yourself a partner with your clients in regards to their ability to kind of be productive and increase their earnings. I mean, that's part of what you guys kind of stress, too. It's not just a matter of being compliant. It's a matter of getting you out there to make some more money as well, right?
That's absolutely right. So we went through a transition here several months ago, and I'm happy to say that it's working really well. We actually broke down our office into having our sales department, but then as soon as somebody signs up, then they're passed over to what we call customer success. So this customer success manager is going to make sure that our fleets and our individual drivers, they know what they're doing. We follow up with them. We hold their hand, or as you, I think, so well put it, we put our arm around their shoulders. So yeah, we're really proud of that, and that's what the industry needs.
Mark, I want to ask you a question that I know you're not going to be able to answer. For one reason, we won't have time for to answer, but I do want to make our audience aware that you guys are on top of the Canadian hours of service changes. Well, not so much hours of service, but their ELD mandate coming up, too. So that's going to be the next big thing, I would imagine, in not just your world, but the driver's world. Cross-border trucking is going to be affected by that. Just give us a little insight as to how you guys are approaching that.
Yeah, that's a great question, and you're right. Probably don't have enough time to unpack the Canadian transition currently, but yes, our application supports the Canadian rule set. So if you sign up, you cross the border, you've got your 14 days instead of just 7. We make it really easy for the driver inside the application to go ahead and change that.
Did that preemptively, didn't
we?
You?
Did.
Yeah,
that's been there for a good year and a half at this point.
Yeah.
So we wanted to stay way ahead of it.
Indeed. So, again, we're getting ahead of ourselves in one sense here because it's not quite time to panic over the ELD mandates in Canada, which will happen just like it happened here. But you guys have already got that nailed down.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, absolutely. We've got it nailed down. The Canadian government just released their mandate and the rules and all the things that go along with it.
Gazettes.
And it's almost identical to the U.S. rules, which is great.
No surprise there either.
No, that's right.
If they want to find out more about all of this stuff, they can head on over to booth 1745, where our friends from Gorilla Safety, Mark Walton is the CEO of Gorilla Safety. Thank you for giving us your time this morning. Really appreciate it.
Yeah, thanks a lot. Really appreciate it.
We're going to take a quick break right here, of course, and we'll be back in just a little bit. And later on this afternoon, Claire Marie, Jimmy Mack will be ganging up with KC on the radio from GATS here at 4 o'clock Central Time.